The Holy Spirit had a peculiar relationship to Jesus Christ from the very beginning and all through the days of his pilgrimage here on earth.
That was Dr. Doug McLaughlin, our speaker on Living Redemptively, a daily program featuring messages from God's Word designed to help you have an authentic walk with the living God. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and has also served as a Bible college and seminary professor, and has traveled around the world speaking at pastors and educators conferences. We invite you to join us now as Dr. Doug McLaughlin shares today's lesson.
Our subject is the blood of Jesus Christ, and it's based largely on Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 and 14, in particular the 14th verse. And I want to talk about the efficacy of that blood for the next few moments, and begin by saying this: we ought to be thankful for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. The great value of that blood, what it has achieved theologically in the throne room of God, and what it achieves in our lives personally when we bring ourselves under the protective covering of it. We ought to thank God for the great value of Christ's blood and be certain that we're under its protective covering. Now, as I look at Hebrews 9 and verse 14, I believe that four reasons are given for the special and unique efficacy of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Let me share them with you quickly. Number one, I see in verse 14 a special person. It's the blood of Christ. It's not the blood of bulls and goats, as in verse 13. It's not the ashes of a heifer. It's the blood of Christ. There's a special person here. It's the blood of Christ. The second thing I see in verse 14 is a special presence. It was through the eternal Spirit that he offered himself. There's a special presence of the Holy Spirit mixed into the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And that brings efficacy, it brings power down into what he achieved there. And then the third thing I see is a special perfection. He offered himself. It was voluntary. No animal ever did that. And he offered himself without spot to God. It was virtuous, a special perfection. And then finally, I see a special product, something achieved that the blood of bulls and goats could never achieve, a special product, a cleansed conscience. It will purge your conscience from dead works and a consecrated life to serve the living God. It will purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Now let's look at these for a moment in a resume. We begin first with a special person. It's the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of bulls and goats, which is mentioned there in verse 13, was adequate to expiate or remove, is what that term means, ceremonial guilt. But it was inadequate to expiate or remove moral guilt. It failed to remove the true guilt of sin and provide inward cleansing. You see, the value of the life is the measure of the value of the blood. What is the value of the life of a bull or a goat in comparison to the value of the life of Jesus Christ? The blood of Jesus possessed a special efficacy because of who he was as the Son of God and as the revelation of God. Now, the book of Hebrews has already given us an insight into the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. If you look in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we're given an insight into the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. In verse 1, we have the former revelation. Formerly, God spoke through the prophets. And then in verses 2 and 3, we have the final revelation, which gives us an insight into the richness of his personality and helps us to understand and appreciate the value of his shed blood. In fact, can I give you just the outline? There are 6 points in it, so it'll just be the outline. In verses 2 and 3, a characterization, as we look at the Son, we see his prosperity, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. His prosperity. We see his power, by whom also he made the worlds. We see his perfections, who being the brightness of his glory, there are his perfections of his glory in the express image of his person. Do you notice his preservation, upholding all things by the word of his power? Do you notice his purification? By himself he purged our sins. You know what that says to me? There's no purgatory. Jesus Christ purged our sins. He delivers us from all facets of the penalty of sin. And then his promotion. He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. That was God's final stamp of approval. Now, what am I saying? I'm back in Hebrews 9 now. What I'm saying is this. We are not dealing in Hebrews 9, verse 14, with the blood of animals, the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer. Nor are we even dealing with some significant human being. We are dealing with God in the flesh, the Son of God and God the Son, the final and ultimate revelation of God Himself. What I'm saying is this. There is an infinity attached to Christ's being, and that means that there is an infinity attached to Christ's blood. It possesses infinite value and efficacy because of who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ of Nazareth was not simply a human carpenter. He is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of His person. And because there is that infinity attached to His being, there is that infinity attached to His blood. There is a current, contemporary, immediate relevancy and power attached to His blood in any man, woman, or child who's not yet been brought under the protective covering of that blood can be. And they can expect that it will have efficacy and value and power because of who Jesus Christ is. There is a special person here. That's the first reason why it has unique efficacy and power, the blood of Jesus. Secondly, there is a special presence. Do you notice? The Bible says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God? There's a special presence, and it's the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had a peculiar relationship to Jesus Christ from the very beginning and all through the days of His pilgrimage here on earth. The birth of Jesus Christ uniquely involved the ministry of the Spirit. The Bible says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. In the very conception and birth of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the living God had a unique and peculiar relationship to that whole circumstance. We believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. It's a biological anomaly, irregularity, a deviation from the norm. It's a biological anomaly, but it is a theological reality. Let God be true and every man a liar. What God says is true. He was virgin born, and the Spirit of the living God was involved in that whole process. Luke 1, verse 35. Not only in the birth of Jesus was the Spirit involved, but the life and ministry of Jesus enjoyed the special presence of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says He was anointed by the Spirit. He was filled with the Spirit. He was led by the Spirit. He was empowered by the Holy Spirit. John the Apostle could say, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John 3 and verse 34. In other words, Jesus Christ had a special, unlimited unction of the Holy Spirit in His ministry. And just as the Holy Spirit conceived Him, and then enabled and strengthened Him throughout the rigors of His ministry, so it was the special presence of the Holy Spirit that sustained and energized Jesus Christ in the throes of Calvary, in His suffering and in His death. And it was this special presence of the eternal Spirit in the circumstances of Calvary that lends an eternal weight and value and power to what Jesus Christ accomplished there. And by the way, it's that same Holy Spirit who maybe is touching our hearts at this very moment, opening up our eyes to the power and the value of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago and how it's still available to us. It's that same eternal Spirit who went through the throes of Calvary with Jesus, who touches our hearts and woos us and draws us and convicts us and illuminates us and brings us to Christ. That eternal Spirit provides for us eternal refuge as He leads us to the eternal Christ. There's a second reason why the blood of Jesus has special efficacy and power. One, there's a special person here. It's the blood of Christ. Two, there's a special presence here, the presence of the eternal Spirit. And then there's a third reason, and that is there's a special perfection here. The Bible says that through the eternal Spirit, He did something. He offered himself without spot to God. And as I look at that phrase, what do you see when you look at that phrase? He offered himself without spot to God. As I look at that phrase, there are two words that come to my mind which help me to identify the unique perfection of Christ's sacrifice. And because it is uniquely perfect, it has this special efficacy, this special power. It cleanses. It forgives. It has an eternal impact on our lives. Now, what are those two words? The first is the word voluntary. The Bible says he offered himself. The second is the word virtuous. He offered himself without spot. It was a virtuous, filled with virtue, filled with purity. Virtuous. It was a virtuous sacrifice, without spot to God. The first word is voluntary. The Bible says he offered himself despite his exemption from sin and from death. And that was an exemption which was attested by both friend and foe. Peter could say he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That was the friend of Jesus. But the foes of Jesus said the same thing. Pilate could say, I find no fault in this man. Despite his exemption from sin and from death, an exemption attested by both friend and foe, despite that exemption, Jesus Christ offered himself. It means that his sacrifice was rational. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was fully aware of what he was doing. And it was voluntary. He freely chose to do it. And that stands in stark contrast, and that's the whole purpose of this narrative in Hebrews chapter 9. It stands in stark contrast to the sacrifice of bulls and goats. Those were sacrifices which were irrational. As beasts, they had no knowledge of what was happening. And they were involuntary. They were reluctant victims without choice. No animal could ever offer himself. Jesus Christ did. Jesus said, I lay down my life. That is a precious statement. You ought to have that statement indelibly imprinted on the heart and the mind, like a brand, burning it in to the spirit of us. He laid down his life. No man taketh it from me, Jesus said. I lay it down. Why? For you and for me. Powerful expression of his love. The shedding of Christ's blood was an act of the highest intelligence and the deepest obedience to God. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. And it was a graphic and undeniable demonstration and proof of the love of God for every one of us. It was voluntary. That is a special perfection. That's a term that could never be used of an animal sacrifice. No animal ever offered himself. Jesus did.
Thank you for joining us for Living Redemptively with Dr. Doug McLaughlin. Dr. McLaughlin served for many years as the senior pastor of Fourth Baptist Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. For more information on Fourth Baptist, visit their website at fourthbaptist.org. That's fourthbaptist.org. Living Redemptively is produced in partnership with Harvest Ministries on the island of Guam. If you would like to receive a copy of all the messages in this series, or if you have any questions about what you've heard, we invite you to contact Living Redemptively at P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. That's P.O. Box 23189, Barragata, Guam 96921. You can call area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. That's area code 671-477-6341, extension 260. You can also download this program in a daily podcast. Learn more at hbcguam.net. That's hbcguam.net. Finally, if you'd like to email Living Redemptively, email khmg@hbcguam.net. Coming up next time on Living Redemptively.
God gave us a precious and powerful new way of life in order that we might give that life back to him in sacrificial service.
That's coming up next time on Living Redemptively, helping you to live an authentic Christian life.